Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. If you're a fan of Elon Musk or any of his companies, please make sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on. Elon Musk's SpaceX has lost its bid for nearly $900 million in rural broadband subsidies for Starlink broadband service. Now, Starlink is basically Elon Musk's rural broadband satellite constellation that encompasses the whole globe. And going forward, they're not going to get $900 million that they thought they were going to do to kind of subsidize the building and deployment of these Starlink satellites. So they launched these on a Falcon 9 rocket at this point, but eventually for the Starlink V2 satellites, they're going to be launching them on Starship. And they can only launch V2 on Starship. So they need to get Starship done, which is down in Texas. They're building it right now. And the giant booster, Booster 7, is back in the bay. They did a static fire for it the other day, and it was successful. So they're adding more engines to the booster, and they're going to be carting it down to the launch site at Boca Chica, Texas, any day now. Probably early next week, because we do have some road closures on Monday and Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Texas time. So Monday the 15th, Tuesday the 16th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now, the thing is, SpaceX needs this money in order to build out version 2 of Starlink. They also have other funding as well. And they just had some, you know, a couple $1 billion in funding from private sources, but $900 million is a huge amount of money. Now, the FCC said August 10th that SpaceX had failed to show it could meet requirements for unlocking the funds, which aim to incentivize expanding broadband services to underserved areas across the United States. Basically, if you live in the middle of nowhere, if you live on the middle of in the middle of a mountain somewhere, or you know, in some place that could even be a few miles away from everybody else, that you can't get cable from something like Spectrum or a cable provider, a TV provider, then Starlink is probably your best option, because conventional satellite internet providers just don't really cut it. They don't have the speed that Starlink has. Starlink, you're able to play video games. You're able to stream movies for hours on end. But now they're not going to get $900 million to continue building version 2 of Starlinks. And also, they're going to have to use some money from someplace else to build these Starlinks. And also, possibly, some of this $900 million could have went to building of Starship, because it's part of the Starlink program. It's part of the SpaceX's overall overreaching broadband internet constellation. So this is what the FCC said. We must put scarce universal service dollars to their best possible use as we move into a digital future that demands ever more powerful and faster networks. That's what Jessica Rosenworcel said in a statement. And she said, we cannot afford to subsidize ventures that are not delivering the promised speeds or are not likely to meet program requirements. So SpaceX has already been awarded some money, though, before in 2020, after competing in an auction under Phase 1 of the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund, the RDOF. And SpaceX won one of the largest shares among the auction's 180 successful bidders and covered nearly 643,000 homes and businesses in up to 35 states. So they're doing okay. 643,000 homes. That's a lot of people. Auction winners were required to submit paperwork to the FCC to show how they plan to deploy services that meet the RDOF conditions to receive the funds over 10 years. And Starlink, it said that they were going to include 100 megabits per second download speeds and 20 megabits upload speeds. Now, apparently they didn't get that amount of speed either up or down, so SpaceX didn't win this new contract.
This show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too, iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon. Backblaze.com/Elon.
Like for $900,000, or $900 million. That's a lot of money. Auction winners, you know, they had to submit paperwork to the FCC to show how they plan to deploy the services. And Starlink apparently didn't meet those requirements. So Terrestrial Telecom LTD Broadband, which was provisionally awarded about $1.3 billion in subsidies under the program, also failed to demonstrate that it could deliver the promised service. So not only did Starlink, which is SpaceX's huge swath of internet satellites, you know, it's a traditional terrestrial broadband company that didn't make it either because they couldn't deliver the speeds. So this is kind of the FCC pushing you and pushing these companies into higher speed broadband, which is great for everybody, including you and me, who will eventually reap the rewards of the speeds for these FCC contracts, or people that you may know. I mean, 100 megs up per second and download speeds of 20 megs, it's pretty decent. I mean, for a rural place that, you know, maybe you don't have any connection at all. Maybe you have an LTE connection on your phone, but that's about it. But Rosenworcel said Starlink's technology has real promise. So they didn't just throw them under the bus and say, you don't get any money. You know, she was like, hey, this is a decent project that you got going on here, Elon. Let's continue to work together. But the question before us, that's what she said, was whether to publicly subsidize its still developing technology for consumer broadband, which requires the user's purchase of a $600 dish with nearly $900 million in universal service funds until 2032. $600 dish, it's $100 a month. Would you be willing to pay for that to get really great broadband internet? So Ookla's speed tests show download speeds for SpaceX's Starlink improved 38% to 90.55 megabits per second in the first quarter of 2022. So they're up 38%, but they still didn't reach the 100 megabits in that speed test at Ookla. So however, Ookla said upload speeds fell from 16.29 to 9.33 megabits per second. So they're not even close. So that's unfortunate for SpaceX, and they have to do some tweaking, possibly with hardware, possibly with software. And then we'll see what happens in the future. See if they can get some more of these contracts in the future because, $900 billion, that's a ton of money. And as the number of Starlink subscribers increase, the system will become, more constrained by the amount of people on the network. So basically, if you're using the same internet that somebody else is using, and even though it's fast, there might not be enough satellites out there to help everybody out get those speeds. So the system will become more capacity constrained in the future, and it may impair network performance and constrain speeds for end users. And in July 2022, on the 29th, letter to the FCC, SpaceX said that Viasat is transparently attempting to have the commission impede competition at all costs to protect its legacy technology. Viasat has a very minimal offering in this space. So SpaceX has a huge amount of money behind them, and they have a huge amount of momentum. Viasat has very low speeds compared to Starlink, very low coverage. So if you're a fan of SpaceX, hopefully they get their stuff together and they get the 100 up, 20 down, or 100 down, 20 up going. But they've been battling for a while. Viasat and SpaceX have been battling. So we'll see what happens in the future. But I just want to let you know about this, the FCC not approving SpaceX. What do you think about it? So that's about it for today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate your time. I appreciate everybody out there. And I will see you next time. Take care. Make sure to subscribe too. Helps out the channel a lot. Bye-bye.